Hi, it's Beck from York Theatre Royal Communication Team. In the background, you could hear the very final dress rehearsal of Peter Pan, which opens tonight at 7 o'clock. Cannot wait. We've all turned into kids here. We can't wait to see Peter Pan. And I've just popped down to the green room and grabbed James, who is one of the pirates. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you're normally in Belt-Up, aren't you? So
yes.
How did you get into this?
Damien, the artist director, invited Belt-Up to come along and take part in the round season. So he's allowed us to be pirates and given us swords to play with for the whole summer. So that's what we're doing in Peter Pan.
Brilliant. And you can follow Belt Up on Twitter as well, can't you? So you've been
yes.
able to see how your pirates have been coming along.
Yes.
A few broken swords, I heard earlier on.
There were three broken swords, but they weren't proper swords. They were prop swords, so they're essentially sticks.
So that's allowed.
Snapped in half. We haven't broken any of the expensive swords, touch wood.
Brilliant. Now you're sat here with a kind of tea cosy thing on your head.
Yes, this is part of my costume.
You don't look a very angry pirate.
No, the pirates are a bit... they're a bit rubbish, actually. they're not the most efficient pirates in the world. My pirate's very posh. He's an ex-public schoolmaster.
Brilliant.
Which is actually in J.M. Barrie's original. That's how he's described, and he's still dainty in the art of killing. So that's how I've been working my characterisation. So he's a very posh pirate, so he's
brilliant.
Less kind of argy.
Right, I should probably let you to it, because you're watching the screen in the green room, ready to find out when you next have to run on stage.
Yeah.
So I should probably leave you to it. Thanks, Chai.
Thank you.
And enjoy
Bye-bye.
Opening night. Bye.
I will. Bye-bye.